Joe O, Sammy P with you, BetMGM Network. I feel like on a daily basis we're complaining about some of the carrier stuff with the streaming networks and all that. And I got an email yesterday afternoon, another one, end of the day. Maybe they're trying to not piss too many people off. It's probably closing business. Maybe didn't want to deal with it in customer service calls. But here's the email. In order to provide you with the best in live sports news and entertainment, YouTube TV enters into partnerships with content providers like Fox. Our current agreement with Fox is approaching its renewal date, and we are in active negotiations to continue carrying their content. Our priority is to reach a deal that's fair for both sides as well as subscribers. The deal's up tomorrow. Basically, this email goes on to say that they're not sure if they're going to have Fox, Fox Sports, Fox News, all those Fox channels as
Big
we are entering the college football season, entering the NFL season. YouTube TV's like, our deal's up on Wednesday. I don't know if we're going to have that channel for you. What? I'm so sick of this. I really am. I'm so sick of this garbage. And they keep going on with these price increases. I'm just like, do I need to go all the way back? Do I need to? I've been seeing a bunch of stuff on social media and people are just sick and tired of it. Just go back to how everything was. But that's the other difficulty part, because you still have to have the streamers involved, even if you do go back to cable.
Whenever we talk about this, I get an email or a DM from somebody that listens to the show that says, hey, just go buy this stick. It's $170. You get all the games. I'm like, I know I could jailbreak it. I know I could do all that. Well, that too. But I don't want 45 and 60 second delays. I want to be relatively close to the action because I'm following a lot of things and I know what I could do if I go down that rabbit hole, but I'm happy to pay for what I want. That's the issue.
Yes.
And I just got dinged again for YouTube TV at, what was it, $79.99 or is it $89.99 now? I forget. I'm willing to pay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's the reason we're there then?
I don't know. And then the worst part about it is in that email that I got as well, because you and I are both YouTube TV guys, and I've been very happy with it for the last handful of years.
Yeah.
Third paragraph, they give you, we know how frustrating it is to lose channels, which is why it's our goal to keep Fox on YouTube TV. And then in all bold print, we're committed to continuing to work with Fox to reach an agreement, but if their content becomes unavailable, we'll offer you a $10 credit because that'll fix everything. $10.
Get bent.
Yeah. Yeah. Get. Almost said it. Didn't do it. But then you have the Fox side. So Fox yesterday at Fox Sports tweets, football season is coming and YouTube TV customers could be sidelined. Don't let YouTube TV cut Fox Sports. Nobody's taking accountability here. I have no idea whose fault it is. I also don't care. Just give me my football. Texas, Ohio State is Saturday. If I can't watch it in my own house, I'm going to be pissed.
So where's Sunday Ticket? Is it still YouTube TV?
I got dinged for it, so I believe so.
This is so stupid. So when do they go to... So Red Zone is ESPN this year or whatever. I don't... I'm so confused. I can't keep up.
I don't care about Red Zone.
I know.
But Sunday Ticket is still... I just paid about $300. They kicked in the payment when I was in that bachelor party in Wisconsin. I came home and I was like, $300 charge, YouTube TV. I'm pretty sure that was Sunday Ticket. Pretty sure.
Okay. I'm sure I paid for it too. I lose track. So, yeah. I don't know. I would stay for the Sunday ticket, but I'm really getting pissed. I'm at the edge. And there are a lot of sports channels that I don't get, right? We don't get MLB Network on YouTube TV, right? That's one of them.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm pulling up my account now. I don't even want to look. It's so annoying. And that's the other thing is they got you by the balls because they know you don't want to go through the hassle and change everything over too. And then change your settings. And if you had stuff in your library, you got to do that. And okay, which channels you do get, which ones you don't. You know, it's a pain in your ass. So most people are not going to end up making the move. They just deal with it. But if you lose Fox and Fox Sports and all these games, oh, I'll be pissed. Baseball playoffs too, right? Most of them are on FS1, most of those rounds. Yeah.
Well, you get some of them now on TBS or TNT, but as we get closer to the big thing at the end, the World Series, it's Fox. We'll see what happens. I hope there's a solution, but as you said, the deal ends tomorrow. And the big games start Saturday. Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah, I know. Very, very annoying. All right. Joe O, Sammy P, we've got lightning bets for today. Where you going, man? We're at the part of the calendar for me, Sam. I'm looking ahead more so than on the daily basis than today's MLB card because it's going to be impossible to squeeze them all in once we get to this coming Friday and next week with the NFL.
Sure. I'd also tomorrow or maybe Thursday, I'd like to talk about one of our listeners with the $500 free bets, AJ. We don't have time today, mm-hmm. but I'd like to do that maybe tomorrow or Thursday. He got a handful of free bets for $500 a pop, and he's asking, what do I do with these? I'd love to answer that tomorrow or Thursday. The only bet I'm going to give today is Georgia Tech Colorado over. This is one of Corby's bets, and he's insinuating that that line is going to go back up. This opened 57. Wise guys came in under. Now it's 52.5. And there's a good chance that by the time we get to Friday and Saturday, the 52.5 is closer to 54. So just because wise guys came under the big numbers doesn't mean it can't go back. I'm going to tail Corby and go over 52.5, Georgia Tech, Colorado.
Okay. Very good. Here's what I'm thinking. That Niners Seahawks number is going north and we're going to get to 3, and I'm going to be mad if we get to 3 or who knows, even if it passes that. So I'm going to lay it right now. I'm going to take San Francisco minus 2.5 week number 1 in the NFL going up against Seattle in a divisional matchup. So I want to do that. We talked about the Lions today. I'm going over 8.5 rushing touchdowns for David Montgomery. A lot of noise about Gibbs. I still think there's going to be enough room for Montgomery to gobble up those touchdowns inside that 10-yard line, 5 to 10-yard line. So over 8.5, yes, I'm going to do that with Montgomery. And I will say Texas Tech plus 450 to make the college football playoff is something that I like as well. All right, let's go to Paul and Jake as well. What do you guys have for today?
I've got a college bet for the weekend. Also placed a couple futures, but I know we're doing futures tomorrow, conference futures, so I'll save those for tomorrow. But sorry, Brian Gerch, but Old Dominion catching 23.5 in the opener at Indiana. ODU's got 11 starters back, including their quarterback, the core of their offensive line. They play up to the competition. Last year, they took South Carolina down to the wire in their opener. Number of close losses. And we've talked about the Indiana hype. So, and Cignetti kind of strikes me as a guy that's going to be reading his newspaper clippings all this whole offseason, patting himself on the back after last year's run. So, I just think it's a lot of respect for an Indiana playoff team. So, I'll fade that a little bit with Old Dominion plus 23.5.
All right, Jake Kassan, what do you got today?
So last night was a lot of fun, huh? Having a great one.
Sanchez, yeah, you were just like, this is all, I'm not betting anything, but this is all I want to have happen. And the universe said, no, forget that, Jake.
Yeah, not what you want. But we get back on the horse, I guess. Hurston Waldrop goes for the Braves. They're still lining his strikeouts at 4.5. I think that's completely wrong because he's flown over this number in just about every one of his starts. So I will take that against a bad Marlins team, and I'll back the hot pitcher there. 9 in Mackenzie Gore on the road and Luis Gil. Yes, please. I will take that over all day, every day. That is a ridiculous number to me because I want to fade both of those guys. And Jacob Mizorowski's been terrible in his last 5 starts. Mm-hmm. Brandon Pfaadt's actually been decent. I'm going to take the Diamondbacks on the first 5 money line. I'll take a shot.
All right. Thank you, Jake. BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and SGPs. So it sounded like we weren't sure that it was a real story, but apparently it was a real story. Avery Johnson and his dad fighting after the game the other day because an apology was issued.
Wailing on each other outside the stadium in Dublin. Avery Johnson's brother and dad. There was an apology. Paul sent that out. On3 posted it. They released a joint statement in which they said, "Senseless bickering escalated into an unnecessary fight. We have resolved our differences and take full responsibility. Whatever, don't care." They were throwing haymakers at each other.
The old man strength. Does it look like he still has the old man strength?
The dad was never going to go down without a fight. He was going to bite some ankles if he had to.
I'm going to take a wild guess. That's not the only time that's happened between them.
Nope. Definitely not.
No doubt about that. For Sam, I'm Joe. This has been Bet Sweats. We'll be back tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern time. Check us out as we inch closer and closer. And we've got a big college football card. We'll continue to talk about that right here on the BetMGM Network.